Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. What is workplace culture, and how do you create a culture that encourages employees to be successful? That was the topic of the most recent Making a Living, hosted by SDPB's Jacqueline Severin. She joins me now in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. And Jacqueline, this was a really good conversation that I had an opportunity to experience. Some good information and interesting concepts were brought to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great Making a Living. It was a great conversation we had. Really fun.
Now, let's go ahead and introduce who your panelists were before we really get into this concept of workplace culture.
Yeah, so we had John Meyer. He is the CEO of Lemonly. We had Vani Harari. He's the co-founder of Think3D. Jody Beeler, she's an HR consultant at Salmon's Financial Group. And we had Eric Severson. He is the CEO of Epicosity.
So I think some of us have a concept of what workplace or company culture is, but go ahead and put it in your own words.
Yeah, I'm sure that we all kind of, you know, get the concept of what company culture is, but it's just really the personality of the company, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of what their mission, their values, their ethics, their goals are, and really how employees are interacting with each other, how they work together, if they're aligning with those kind of shared mission and values and beliefs and attitudes that the company, you know, says it has. So it's your identity of your company, basically.
I think workplace culture, and right away I think of like The Office.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not the way you want your workplace to be. Well, maybe you do, but
yeah.
Let's talk about the benefits of investing in company culture. What should companies be doing to make sure the culture is good and that employees are productive?
Yeah. And first of all, so, you know, all the panelists said and agreed that, you know, if you have a company, you have a culture, mm-hmm. whether you know it or not, right? Mm-hmm. And so investing in it is really important, because if you have a good culture and you have happy employees, one of the benefits of having a good company culture and investing is it is having happy employees. But if you have a place where employees want to be, you retain talent. And so obviously, if you're constantly hiring new people, that can get expensive, right?
Right,
it's expensive to train new employees.
Right.
And if you have employees staying there longer, it kind of maintains that continuity and flow within the workplace. You know, you've all had somebody maybe working where you work has left, and then somebody new comes in, you kind of have to readjust yourself. And that also takes kind of time and energy and money away from your mm-hmm. employees, right? There, Jody Beeler, she's an HR consultant, again, at Salmon's Financial Group. She said that, you know, with a strong company culture, you're going to motivate your employees. They're going to have greater productivity. And if the individual's values match the company's values, they're willing to go above and beyond for that company. Attracting the right employees. If you have a company culture and they know what the company culture is, you're going to attract the right employees. So we all have... maybe I've worked in a place where there is a couple employees that maybe just don't jive with the workplace. And that kind of can cause problems, mm-hmm. right? And then you have to, well, how do you fire that employee, you know, which is really hard, right? So if you attract the right employees right off the bat, then you don't have to mess with that in the long run, right? Again, I said happier employees before. So if you have a strong company culture, this is kind of hard to, they all said this is hard to measure, right? Like, how happier employees are good for the workplace. But all of them, and especially Eric Severson, he's the CEO of Epicosity, said, you know, it's just kind of the right thing to do. You're spending most of your days at work, right? And with the people at work. So why not make it a place where your employees feel comfortable and happy and want to work every day, right? Mm-hmm. And then lastly, so John Meyer, he's the CEO of Lemonly. He says, you know, if people are working well together and they like coming to work every day, no matter, you know, what industry they're in, no matter what business they're in, they're going to produce better work.
When people get together, have a shared sense of what the mission is, and we're all on the same page, incredible stuff can happen.
One of the things I was going to ask you, Jacqueline, we're talking about creating happy employees and making sure that employees truly want to be there, truly want to do the work that they're doing. Do employees need to do a better job of making that known to their employer?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these panelists and all of these companies are really invested in helping their employees and making sure that they have a workplace that they're happy coming to, right? And one of those things that to do is, Lonnie Ryrie says, to help make that happy, help your employees be happy, is to teach them how to want, right? So that is something that in the Midwest we kind of have trouble with, right? We talk about it's hard for us to kind of express what we want.
Is that the Midwest nice factor?
I guess, right? Yeah. It's kind of our Midwest culture, right? We don't want to, you know, like, if we say what we want, that's just, you know, it's not in us. So Vani Harari says, you know, and kind of one of the steps to creating a good company culture is teaching your employees how to want and to articulate that and to express it.
Again, how does an employee become comfortable doing that? Does the workplace culture lend to that or no?
So obviously communication is huge. So you want to make sure that there is good communication going on and make that part of your company culture. Mm-hmm. And then that's one of the ways that all the panelists said that is you make a happier workplace is that people have those opportunities to express their wants and needs to upper management and to other employees, and that they're also getting, you know, feedback on their work as well. And just being able to feel comfortable that they know that they are listened to when they can express their concerns and their thoughts. Vani Harari says, you know, they're not going to be happy all the time, right? That's just the nature of business. But he kind of talks about this in terms of deposits and withdrawals.
And if I have not made the deposits, similar to the way banks work, if you have not been making deposits and you go to make a withdrawal, you're going to go into the negative, mm-hmm. right? You're going to be overdrawn. Mm-hmm. And so what we talk about is making those deposits. And so the hellos, the high fives, the thank yous, the appreciate yous, the hey, no, go to your kid's softball game right now. Those things are deposits. So when I do have to challenge you or we do have to have that difficult situation where I have to make a withdrawal, I have a cachet. I have something to be able to draw from. And then that allows us to keep the relationship going without having those dips.
One of the things that we kind of touched on earlier is you may have a couple of employees that aren't necessarily fitting into the workplace, the culture that exists. The willingness to maybe change, go with the flow, where does that lie? Does that lie with the employer or with those employees?
I think both, really. Obviously, if you've taken kind of the steps, you're kind of like, okay, I'm ready to change this company culture. And you've taken the steps to kind of discover what your culture is already and then go forward and invest in maybe changing some of those things in your company culture and you feel really good about it. All the panelists said, when you get to that point, you can't like sit back on your laurels, right? Because your company culture is going to be changing mm-hmm. all the time. As you know, as new employees come in, it's going to change. Even if you get new company clients, your company culture is probably going to shift and adjust a little bit, and it's never going to be perfect. You know, specifically like with startups, like Lemonly was a startup. Their company culture has now changed from when it was a startup to now because it's matured and grown, right? So as your company matures, as your company changes, your people's needs are going to change. So all employees need to be aware of that and management needs to be aware of that and be flexible. Jody Beeler says that you just need to make sure that you're constantly kind of observing, you're listening, and you're asking questions.
Well, you may have a core or a foundation that you're structured on, willing to evolve that in order to meet business needs, in order to meet employee needs is really important to keep that culture alive and well. And feedback certainly is one big portion of that.
One of the things that you discussed during Making a Living while we were talking workplace culture are some of the things that companies are doing, maybe some fun things that bring employees together, not necessarily within the workplace, but things they do outside or even inside the workplace, but things that are not job related.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of these companies are doing things that are kind of fun. They have partying planning committees. They have craft beer Fridays. They're investing in their employees' wellness. You know, they're doing things like that. They're doing miniature golf, you know, sometimes together. And they say that is, you know, kind of important it doesn't matter, kind of what that fun thing is, but it, like, doing stuff together is really important in kind of establishing and keeping that company culture vibrant and alive.
The next Making a Living is coming up already next Thursday right here in our Leo P. Flynn Gallery. Can you kind of give us a preview of that?
Yeah, we're going to be talking workforce development. It's, again, next Thursday here at 3 p.m. You can come to the studio and join in for that, or you can watch online at SD.net. We're going to be talking with Pam Hilder. She's the Director of Workforce Planning at Avera. Denise Gazzetta, she's with the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. And Secretary Marsha Holtman, she's with the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation.
These are great topics. Jacqueline Severin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Making a Living, again, Thursday, 3 p.m. here in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in our Sioux Falls studios.